Début du dialogue 14.
I wonder what she'll get up to next. Mind you, it will take a bit of beating what that publicity-seeking lunatic has already done.
Sorry to interrupt you in your rant, but who is this publicity-seeking lunatic?
Mad Nad, of course. The Tory MP Nadine Dorries and her lunatic escapade in Brisbane.
First, to be exact, Nadine Dorries was once the Conservative MP for Mid-Bedfordshire. But she was forced out of the Conservative Party and now she's an independent. Second, she's a woman I rather admire. She grew up on a Liverpool council estate, started her professional life as a nurse, then became a businesswoman before getting elected as an MP. For me, that's an example to imitate. What's there to criticise her for?
You know very well what I mean. She went off to Brisbane to take part in the ITV jungle-based reality show I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. It's the first time ever that a sitting MP has taken part in the programme.
But I'm very much aware of what she did, as well as I know the reasons she publicly expressed for doing so. She said she agreed to do the programme because 16 million people watch it. She also justified her participation by saying that rather than MPs talking to other MPs about issues in Parliament, MPs should be going to where people go. I don't know whether you've noticed, but the pollsters repeat in each new report that the gap between voters and their representatives keeps on widening, which isn't surprising. In Britain today, being an MP is viewed as something for geeks who have a power complex.
But Nadine Dorries neglected her public duties. She abandoned Parliament and her constituency to appear on a reality show in the Australian jungle.
She took only 4 weeks off to appear in the show. Did you see the Financial Times editorial? Britain's famous Business Daily said that participating in that reality show involves unsocial hours, terrible food, lots of voting, and keeping constant company with a bunch of unpleasant egomaniacs. So, it can't have seemed so very different from the House of Commons.
It's all very good for you to shrug it off with a laugh, but Nadine Dorries disgraced an MP's role. What she did detracted from the gravitas and credibility of Parliament.
If you're concerned about the public losing respect for Parliament, I think reality TV is nothing compared to the expenses scandal. Don't forget that several MPs were imprisoned for claiming expenses they weren't entitled to. No, this was the opportunity that the Tories were looking for to get rid of someone in their midst who wasn't afraid to criticise the government and Cameron.
Well, if she did want to commit an act of political suicide, that was her right.
But Nadine Dorries was taking a leaf out of the book of her hero. You know, she's got a figurine of Winston Churchill on the shelves of her Westminster office. He seems to be something of a role model for her and her spiky personality. She pointed out that everyone hated Churchill once. People used to ridicule and laugh at him. But the criticism of cowards didn't affect him, she said, and it certainly doesn't affect me.
Come off it. You can't hope to remain in a party if you make the kind of criticisms of its leaders that she made.
She merely said that the leaders of her party, including David Cameron, were arrogant posh boys who didn't know the price of milk. I think that's a pretty effective comment if you consider the background of the current government. She added that Downing Street was dominated by a boho, metro elite who didn't understand voters.
But she was dead wrong when she predicted in May last year that Cameron might not be leader anymore by Christmas.
I think Nadine Dorries has guts. Watching her serve a stretch in the jungle may even stir up some interest in politics among that part of the public who are not dedicated listeners to Yesterday in Parliament.
Fin du dialogue 14.